Today is January 18th, 2018, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. Before we do that, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our amazing God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are abundant and boundless, the chief shepherd and the designer of everything. You are exalted and the fountain of living waters, the God of our fathers, and holy boldness. You are infinite love, and you are Jehovah Shalom. You, the keeper of our souls, and the living God, Messiah, and the name above all names, the only wise God, and the pearl of great price. You quicken us to that which we need, and you raise the dead. You're the sun and the shield and the teacher of teachers, understanding in all of your ways and the victory that we seek in Jesus Christ. You are the way and the life and the truth and the wonder of it all, the expert, and you're the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You are zealous for us, and we need you, Lord. Thank you for your holy name. Thank you for your holy ways, and thank you, Lord, for your righteousness. Thank you for Jesus Christ, who shed his blood, that we may come and be with you, our Father, our Abba. We're in awe. Lord, help us to treat our students today like you treat us. Help us to be full of the fruit of the Spirit and to spread an awesome aroma around our school that is contagious. We love you, Lord, and thank you for this day. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, we ask, amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are now in Matthew 16. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? After Jesus fed the large crowd, he left them for the region of Magadan. The Pharisees and Sadducees came, and to test him, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. And he answered them. The Word of God, Matthew 16, verses 2 to 4. When it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be stormy today, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. The Word of God, Matthew 16, verses 2 to 4. Praise God for his amazing words. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small excerpt from a song, and then we read the lyrics together. Today I have chosen El Shaddai by Amy Grant. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Eleana, Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, Erekama, Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turned the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees, and by your might, you set your children free. Through the years, you made it clear that the time of Christ was near, though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be. Though your word contained the plan, they just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Eliana, Adonai, age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. Thank you, my friends, for listening in to the powerful words of Jesus the Christ and this amazing song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pray each and every school day. And today, we are going to be praying for the faith and trust that God is absolutely sovereign over our school communities. We can come to him, my friends, and ask him for anything during our school day. And we so often forget, don't we? We don't mean to, but we just forget. And so that is why we set the alarm at 1:16 p.m. each day, just to remember that he is the one who can help us with anything. So we come to him together as brothers and sisters each and every day at that time, because we based it on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. When your alarm goes off today at 1:16 and you can't remember that prompt, it is not a problem. The prompts are not the important part. The important part is to pray. And just lift up those that are in your immediate attention. Lift up the needs of your school that you know of, or just give him praise. I so look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in his series called Fields of Faith, and this devotional is called A Broken Dam Part 1. The scripture he chose is Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. The high school state exams were over, and Gloria Garcia felt as though she could breathe again. As a high school English teacher, the never-ending parade of papers to grade was over, and almost all her students' college and scholarship reference letters had been written and sent. She saw the light at the end of the school year's often dark tunnel, growing brighter and brighter. Gloria felt like she could and should actually take time to start doing a few things for herself to meet her own needs, which she had neglected over the long haul of the school year. Between the needs of her family and career, there never seemed to be enough time to rest and care for herself. Fatigue was a growing issue. God received no time in her life other than Sunday morning church. Gloria longed for something more in her relationship with Jesus, but she had no idea how to fulfill this need. Over several days, she kept hearing the word commit, commit, commit in her heart and mind. While channel surfing on the radio on the way to work, she randomly heard on a station she never listens to, 10 minutes of a pastor's message on being committed to Christ. She found it informative, but didn't think much of it. As she waited in line at the grocery store that same week, there was a person standing in front of her wearing a blood donor t-shirt. Upon it were the bold graphics, Commit for Life. On Friday, in her last period English 4 class, a student was passing out FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athlete, flyers. The flyer was an invitation to a special event for seniors. A local professional athlete was coming to speak at this event. After the class, Gloria picked up a discarded flyer off the floor. She noticed that the athlete's talk was committed to Christ for life. Besides, it was a scripture, Proverbs 16, verse 3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. As she read this scripture out loud, not knowing why, only that it was happening, a dam broke in Gloria's heart that for years had been holding back her repressed love for Jesus, especially as related to her work in school where she felt so burdened. The truth of the word commit, like a hammer, hit the thick wall of repression and Gloria emotionally and spiritually broke. After the last student left the room, she burst into tears and uncontrollable sobs came in wave after wave. She crumbled into a student desk, holding the heels of her hands to her eyes as if trying to push back the tears into her soul. Gloria had been denying this first love of hers for Jesus in so many aspects of her life. Being a good wife, mother, and teacher was difficult. There were so many expectations. She felt so often like no one was getting the best of her because her life was spread so thin in so many different areas. She had been subconsciously repressing feelings of inadequacy and depression behind a pasted-on smile now for months. As she wept, Gloria heard the small, still voice of God within her own heart for the first time in her life, and Jesus personally spoke to her. She grabbed a pen off the floor and began writing on a scrap piece of notebook paper she found wadded up on a desk. She wrote what she knew Jesus was speaking to her heart. "You are committed more to your family and profession than you are to me, but my deep, eternal love for you remains. My love never fails. It never gives up. I have given you many assignments here at school, and you have never acknowledged or known about them. The voices of your own agenda and the agenda of those around you have drowned out the sound of the small, still voice with which I speak to you. As your students need to do more than just sit in your class and listen in order to pass, you need to do more than sit in the church pew on Sunday and listen to your pastor in order to reach the hope and future I have custom designed just for you, especially here at school. It is time for private tutorials. I want a one-to-one relationship with you. That is what is missing in your life. Come, abide by my side. I want to be your first love. I'm waiting. Your patient, private tutor, Jesus." Tears stained and smeared the ink on the note as Gloria wrote the message. She knew it was all pure truth. Never had God been so real or tangible in her entire life. She had personally matured as a spouse, mother, and educator, but she knew she was never spiritually mature. There was no time. Jesus got leftovers in her life, if that much. It was as if the commitments, her jobs as mother and teacher required her to push Jesus to the back of the line over and over again. Gloria knew it was time to spiritually mature. This breaking was a good thing, a God thing, like an egg or a seed breaking so that it could be growth. She wanted to be free from the hidden depression in her life and the heavy yoke of her job in education. There, with a tangible Jesus in her classroom, Gloria turned the crumpled letter over and wrote a letter to him simply from her heart. "Jesus, thank you for your patience with me. Privately, tutor me. What you have told me is the truth. Lead me. Teach me how to love you more, to love you first. I don't know how. I want to grow in my relationship with you. Thank you for not failing me and giving up on me after I ignored and put you off for so long. I can hear you now. I'm listening. Your student, Gloria." The prayer. "Lord, we commit our personal and professional lives to you. Tutor us. Teach us how to keep you as the first love of our lives." And that was our devotional for today from Don Clark. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today is from Friedrich Nietzsche. "That which does not kill us makes us stronger." And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of Jesus' powerful words today from Matthew 16, verses 2 to 4. "When it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be stormy weather, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. An evil, an adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah." Oh, Lord God, come, Lord Jesus, come. We love you. We want you in our lives now, and we yearn for the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of this day. Let us be your hands and ears and eyes in the schools today, your way. We love you, adore you, and thank you for all of this. In the beautiful name of Jesus the Christ, amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.